Use big ideas. Speak to your programming artificial intelligence by subtle analogy. Today, I asked my AI to enhance my website theme with multiple modes. Light, dark, and phosphorus in amber and green. If I did this like a programmer, the AI would have created a lot more color variables. But instead, I asked it to create and use reusable color filters. I even told it to simplify the existing color palette, and it did, and very well. And if I asked it to create color filters the normal way, it would recreate standard color transformation functions. Not a big deal. I would still need to give them color or something similar, a transformation color. And this is not how we program today. Today, we simplify because the AI does the typing for us. We turned the keyboard around, remember? So instead, you have to come up with a few things from the real world that change color for us. Remember, we already have the efficient ways of transforming color, and they are not useful because they need needy configurations. So you invent colored glass filter, the underwater filter, the glow of an amber CRT monitor at some distance, configurable filter. And then you say, use Bootstrap Starter Template. It's the most popular website theme framework, and the AI knows it rather well. Tell it to create the algorithms for your transformation objects, the glass, in accordance with Bootstrap conventions, and add color modes, a new feature recently introduced. And no, you don't first have to know that Bootstrap exists. You just have to ask, how do I do this the professional way, the best way? And just to underline, you are talking about glass and glow here. These are symbols, and they are enough for AI to do colors correctly. You can design applications in a symbolic way, too. Tell your AI to create a world of connected rooms based on MUD, multi-user dungeon. Give the user an inventory for the data that they may wish to save. It should be connected to the browser's memory. And have the on-enter and on-exit room events trigger actions. These actions should change what is on your screen, and the buttons that you see help you move to other rooms and thus trigger other on-enter, on-exit action workflows. To stay in control of your program, to understand it at the end of the day when the AI is done programming, tell your AI to create an XML blueprint that connects everything. As a semi-related bonus, I did this much smaller trick, where I say, add a feature called X, that is based on the ideas behind Z that we have created earlier. And X is usually a pretty huge request, that the much smaller Z is the perfect outline for. XML and multi-user dungeon worlds create a powerful application framework with a very readable live blueprint that the AI will keep updated and you can easily edit. But beneath that, my colored glass example, or glowing CRT, is how you make complex adjustments. You have to think large objects that make a big difference in the real world, that the AI can reason a subtle analogy from. Just to repeat myself, find something from our world that the AI can simulate in the program. If you still have difficulty, for example, when coding a video editor that has features left and right, and you don't know what to say for the timeline and tracks and sample and preview and temporary preview, start with something like Bootstrap, which is a user interface component library or factory, and say, add all the components a professional video editor requires, and make several starter templates of video editors that I can pick from. And again, to keep things simple and stay in control, you can use XML again, or the slightly more verbose, but closer to Bootstrap's heart, web components.